Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The prime ministers of Italy and Canada signed security deals with Ukraine Saturday as Western leaders called round a war-weary Kyiv on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion. With no end in sight to fighting, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chen reports.
Today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Saturday that Europe would back Ukraine. Von der Leyen and the prime ministers of Italy, Canada and Belgium arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. They joined Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Hostomel airfield. It was the site of a ferocious battle at the start of the invasion. As Russia tried to fly in paratroopers to seize the capital Kyiv, Zelensky embraced the Western leaders and delivered a televised speech. He said the word independent will always stand next to the word Ukraine in future history.
Spokeswoman for Alexei Navalny announced that the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother.
In a message posted to her social media accounts, Kira Yarmish thanked all those who had joined them in calling for the release of Navalny's body. Yarmish said she did not know if the authorities would allow a funeral to be held, quote, the way the family wants or the way Alexei deserves. On February 16th, Russian prison authorities announced Navalny had died suddenly of unexplained causes in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving terms totaling more than 30 years. Navalny had been Russian President Vladimir Putin's most formidable domestic opponent. Navalny's mother, Lyudmila Navalnaya, had remained in Soligard, where the prison was located, for more than a week, seeking return of her son's body. It's not yet clear when or how a funeral will be held. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And you will find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least one member of the Republican National Committee is working to slow down Donald Trump's attempted takeover of the organization. The Mississippi Committeeman Henry Barber is pushing to keep the committee neutral until Trump is officially the presidential nominee and block it from paying his legal bills. The effort comes after Trump last week publicly called to install one of his senior campaign advisors and his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, in top roles. Lara Trump suggested earlier that the week that GOP voters would support the committee paying her father-in-law's legal bills as he faces a raft of criminal and civil indictments. The Vatican has announced that Pope Francis has canceled scheduled meetings because he is suffering from the flu. Details from AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
The Vatican press office adds that it was a precaution and that the Pope's weekly engagements are still to be confirmed. The 87-year-old pontiff has had several health problems in recent years. In late November, he was forced to cancel some of his activities because of breathing problems. Pope Francis has indicated several times that he would be ready to step down if his declining health becomes a barrier in leading the Catholic Church. But in a recent interview, he mentioned feeling healthy and denied any plans to resign soon. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The eldest son of Mexico's president and the governing party's presidential candidate say their telephone numbers have been published on social media and that they've received threats and insults. The incidents come a day after President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador disclosed the phone number of a reporter for the New York Times. The paper published a story about a U.S. probe into claims that Lopez Obrador took money from drug traffickers. President denies allegations. His oldest son, Jose Ramon Lopez Beltran, wrote on X that the leak of his phone number is a kind of vengeance and it puts his family in danger. Hours later, the presidential candidate of Lopez Obrador's Morena Party and its secretary general announced that their numbers had actually been leaked as well. At least, again, one number or member of a Republican National Committee is working to slow down Donald Trump's attempted takeover of the organization. The Mississippi committeeman Henry Barber is pushing to keep the committee neutral till Trump is officially the presidential nominee. The U.S. and Britain have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. Strikes Saturday answer recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.